Hello and welcome to another edition of Through the Turnstiles podcast as we take an in-depth look at the lower leagues of Scottish football, joined as always by James and Muzz. How are you both?
I'm good, looking forward to this delving into the lower league stadia virtually, obviously, because we next best thing to being there.
Absolutely. James, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm glad you're joining us again. That's awfully kind of you.
Listen, to be fair, you're up for a BAFTA after your hosting performance last week, man. Get Ricky Gervais out of here. You're top boy now.
Right, what can't I do?
I was worried about my job till I got the nod at the start of the week that I was back in, to be fair.
One and done for me.
So welcome back, everybody. Thanks very much for joining. So this week, like Muzz alluded to there, something completely different for us as we await the return of Leagues 1 and League 2. What we're doing is we're looking at the stadia across League 2, League 1, each kind of Division 1 at a time. For each of the stadiums, we've created five categories. View / comfort of seats, setting, as in of the stadium, the surface, catering, and an X factor. So what we're going to do is each of us is going to give us each of those attributes, a score out of five. We'll then combine them, and that way we'll have decided once and for all the best stadiums in the lower leagues in Scottish football. As always, any thoughts and feedback, it'll be interesting to hear it on this one, actually, to be fair. You can get us in touch with us on Twitter at TurnstilesThere or underneath the comments on this YouTube video. If you prefer listening to watching, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all that good stuff there. So, Muzz, before we get into it, journeyman spot of the week.
Yep, coming up. This one is brought to us for the third time by Paul Bruce Rick, is his username. He's the same man, by the way, that brought us the Ian McCall buying mental fags and good. The Scott McLaughlin and Ryan McCann Johnny Marr gig spot.
So he's set the bar extremely high, hasn't he?
Aye. He obviously gets around, or else he's a bit of a fantasist. But I think such are the uniqueness of his spots. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. This one's quite relevant to recent events. He was based in Ayr, and he said the Rangers 9 in a row team were frequent visitors to Toby Zacks in Ayr, another club that's just popped up in Ayr, by the way.
Probably the same one, just with a different name.
Same
venue, different title.
So this was the mid to late 90s, Toby Zacks in Ayr. I also remember seeing Chris Boyd, Alan McGregor and Alan Hutton in Chapman Billy's in the town. They were quite drunk when I left, so it came as no surprise when a few days later it emerged in a paper that they ended up in the Black Bull in Terbolton getting their heads shaved.
So, fair enough.
That's the Rangers and the Randan down in Ayrshire. I like that.
That's decent, to be fair.
What I enjoy about his contributions are that they go from the very recognisable, like your household Alan McGregor's that you would know, to the somewhat recognisable Ian McCall's. But then you've got to wonder how many folk are spotting Scott McLaughlin, for example, in the middle of a concert.
I know.
There's all parts of the spectrum covered there.
Yeah, football man, I think, isn't he?
To be fair, after one of Scott McLaughlin's replies on Twitter to Greg Spence following his podcast, I want Scott McLaughlin on the show because A, to tell us about Spence's Gervais dancing, and B, because I'm sure he's got a few stories, actually, and not just about the Johnny Marr concert. So, Scott, if you're watching, get back to us, any chance, man. So, as mentioned there, we had a very good interview with Greg Spence a couple of weeks ago. Very open and honest about all things kind of lower league football. Followed that up with one with Blair Alston last week, which was just as interesting, actually. And I hate to say it, but his best 11 might just edge it against Spence's best 11. But Dougie Hill would probably edge your body count going by the comments and things we've seen off the back of Greg's team as well. So if you've not seen them, you can go and check them out on Spotify and YouTube and stuff as well. They're definitely well worth a watch. Both of them different kind of angles coming at it, but both very interesting. So League Two, Stadia, here we go. I'm very much looking forward to getting into this, to be fair. All those hours of traipsing around Scotland is finally going to be justified, because the football's not justified, but this episode has made it all worthwhile. So, League Two first. We've sorted it in alphabetical order, and we're tackling one of the favourites of Scottish football first, Muzz, Clifton Hill, commonly known as Cliftonville, but it is actually Clifton Hill.
Yeah, one of my... It is one of my favourites because I'm like kind of like Greg Spence, where I like the old school ones with it's just got a bit more character. I don't know if you want me to go straight into the scoring.
Let's get let's get it scored. So just as a reminder for the viewers / listeners, well, between us, we'll each give us each category a score from 1 to 5. One, it's important we clarify this actually. One being poor and 5 being very good. You happy with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because obviously the higher the score, the better. So yeah, 1 being poor, up to 5 being fantastic. What are you kicking off with, Muzz? Are you doing it in the order that's on the screen there? Something that you can't wait to get off your chest about Clifton Hill?
The categories we're dealing with are viewing and comfort as a kind of winner, setting, surface, catering, and an X factor, something that gives it that stadium a bit of uniqueness, something a bit niche about that stadium. And I'm going to go into the view at Clifton Hill straight away.
Are we taking it that you're in the main stand?
I've only ever been in it, if you want to call it that, the main stand. And I'm trying to remember. I'm sure it's one of these stands that's obscured by the classic pillar, but I don't remember them being. I've been a few times, but I don't remember them being too, like, they're not fat pillars. They're kind of.
No, the last time I was there, I was there with you actually. With Mind One in Shanklin, that's right. Like tore it up. Yeah.
Aye, that's right. So I don't remember particularly having the view being a problem or too obscured at Clifton Hill. Comfort wise, rickety old benches. The leg room. I left with a few splinters in my shins. I remember that. So it's not ideal, but that's part and parcel of these old stadiums. So it's kind of down the middle. The view is fine. The comfort and leg room brings it down a wee bit. So I'm just going to score it 3, sort of in the middle there for me.
I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to give it 3 as well, with a caveat that nobody's sitting directly in front of you, so you can get the knees up and over and let the feet dangle row in front. I think that nudges it to a 3. If you've got a body in front of you, I'm going to have to give it maybe a 1 or a 2, but we're going with the caveat.
You're caught by one of the Jobsworth nerds of a steward as well that gives you one of them, the old, when you put your feet on the back of the chair in front of you and they give you the nod, get those feet down.
What are you giving it, James?
That's just snooker. I think I'm going to go lower because I feel like we can't go average across the board. It's got to be a 2 because it is too tight. Just to get in and sit in, I think as well that when you get in, if I remember correctly going, you go in at a decent height though, to be fair. You go in at a decent height so you're not having to climb tons of steps to get a good eye level to it, but at the same time, you've got to hoof yourself up some more steps. It's a wee bit tight. There's a pillar there that if you're in, like, the folk on either side, you kind of get a look to the side to see. And also, very, very worried that the roof's going to cave in on me at some point.
It's got that glass bit, doesn't it? Like, if you're in the main stand, to your
perspex
left,
bit, the big it's not perspex.
So if the ball's in the corner and you're in the back row, you've got to look through the perspex. Actually, I've just remembered that. I'm amending mine now, too, actually.
Like, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I like a stadium where you go up and you're at a good level, so you don't need to go from sea level up to the altitude. But
it's a bit
when you
like
get
Morton,
in there and you're
trying
to clamber over folk to go and get a pie and that, it's no for me.
It's a bit like Morton, isn't it? You go in through turnstiles and you're almost round the back of the stadium, aren't you? Then you're at back of the stand and you're back in. So we're giving it a 7 for view and comfort overall. Setting, is it not just very much almost in the middle of housing estate? I've got to give it a 1 for that.
I'm not having that. I like a high rise in the background. I love that. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to Pollock Junior's and you've got the high rise flats in the background. That for me, that adds character. The sort of the mound of hill sort with a sort of bum fluff grass growing out of it sporadically. I'm not really a fan of that, but. If it's hopefully like the action on the pitch kind of detracts away from that, I like the urban setting. I'm not saying it's glitz and glam. It's not cutting edge sort of like modern kind of architecture. But For me, just this is personal opinion, I'm going to give it another three for setting.
Fair enough. James?
I'm on board with three as well, Muzz, because I quite like the way that I've gone into it a couple of times. You're down a wee bit and then you turn a corner and it's just a big grey wall ahead of you. And it's like, oh, we're here, just out and over. It just rises up. It's not like some stadium where you're driving down the motorway and you see the floodlights. It's like, oh, we'll just follow that. You're just wondering, like, I'm out my car staring at my phone and it's like, in 100 yards, it's on your left. No chance. I'm in the middle of a fucking estate here. Turn it and there it is. So
it's nestled in a nice wee kind of natural.
Aye, it's arena. A snug little alcove that you get there in good enough time, what also contributes to the setting is no bad car parking sometimes.
That's going to have to come under X Factor, I'm afraid. That's
Well, I've got another factor for the X Factor.
We're going by surface here. We're not getting into plastic grass. I think surface, we're just rating it as like conducive to a good game, if you're happy with that, or something unique about the surface or whatever. So it's not as bad for me as maybe some other stadiums. So I think for surface, just aware of not doing a whole podcast about Albion Rovers, Coughton Hill, although it probably merits one. I'm going to go a solid two for the surface. I think there's a lot better out there, but there's definitely worse that I've seen.
I'm a two. I appreciate any grass stadium these days. Sorry, any grass pitch these days, but I've seen it in some states, man.
Catering, it's the little van type thing, isn't it? Or like hut down at you. So you, if you're
down, down right, you're right.
You're right, down to your right. Great prices as well, to be fair.
I think they do a variety that's not like big brand catering.
Aye.
I feel like it's just, is it not Aloha-esque where there's folk frying the
You cannot compare the Aloha soup. That is, get to that. Even the Steny soup's very decent, actually. But the catering, I think, for price and just for like, do you know what I love about it? They get one of those like white styrofoam cups. And then if you're on a coffee, they're just like ladling in a spoonful of instant. And I've got one of those boiling water things. And it's just like, no lead. It sloshes over the side. Then there's another styrofoam cup on the counter with like two spoons in it, like generic mixing spoons, and then like the four pint of the milk. So if you want milk, you're in, you're there. Oh, unbelievable. Four.
Your sugar's already stuck to the spoon because everyone else has used it. Like if you can get through some of these caterings, you can get through any sort of COVID vaccine you want.
You're on a sugar whether you want it or not, because like you say, the spoon is encased with it. What he's giving it?
I'm going to give it a middle of the road three because there are wee quirks that I like, but
I think
we'll
that's
another one that is much deserving of a
higher. That's doing an injustice, I think. Muzz?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with James. I'm not going to get too excited. I'll give it a three, but I like the hands-on home-style experience where you're lumping your own milk in. And I think it's still Mars bars for about 50p as well, so you can walk away, waddle off with full pockets there and still get changed for a fiver.
I think, to be fair, when we were there, Muzz, I think we'd been somewhere else, or we were going to go somewhere else like the week after it, so I was like, I'll get the drinks here.
Aye, that's right. You were safe in the knowledge that you were going to be quid there.
I changed from a fiver.
I've got three X factors for you.
Right, let's hear them. On you go.
One, I seem to remember there being a not bad spoons nearby, which is a vital component of a day out. If you can get a cheap eat nearby and then go in and fill your pockets at halftime. Two, it's relatively open in that there's boys just watching it on the hill for no fee. Like, you can hang out your car window and watch the game at the same time. And three, being there as a fan, I've seen the chairman's car pulled up pitch side and receive a ball through the window or onto the window. Just cleared out for a one of those ones where you're about a yard away for the touchline, it just gets absolutely booted for no reason. Not even into the stand, not even to try and like play for time, just it's near it and it's going out straight onto the chairman's car. So tons of wee bits like that. Like, how often do you see cars on trackside? I was going to say in the lower leagues, but there's one very big one soon. Yeah, I think there's the quirks there for me. Give it a four for X Factor.
I'm going to give it a two for X Factor. And I'll tell you as for why. If you take, obviously, three being middle of the road, see, for me, a massive thing I like at lower leagues is the dugouts being like in close proximity to the stand, so you can hear the advice from the managers to the ref and the linesman. But obviously, Clifton Hill, they're on the far side, aren't they? And it is good sometimes watching the managers have to trudge across. And then no doubt there's always a straggler. The referee blows for the game to start and they've got to do it like that half run, half walk to like get themselves out of the park. But for me it's a two because obviously, let's say, starting a free, it loses a point for the dugouts. Two. Muzz.
The quirk about Clifton Hill I like is the slight like climb up to the main stand as you come in. So it's like a sort of poor man's like walk up the Anfield steps or something like that, you know, that kind of tarmac hill. James mentioned the ball hitting the chairman's car. I've actually had a ball when I've gone to leave just, you know, a wee bit before full time, if I've just been watching a player or something, I've had a ball follow me out that down that hill, past me, bouncing past me. So for me, that's a nice way you kind of, you come up onto the pitch at eye level and take it all in, which takes all of a couple of seconds. But I'll give that a three because I don't think it's
so anything like correct.
Special, but it's a nice wee touch.
Solid 39 for a Clifton Hill. We don't know yet if that's good, bad or indifferent, but there she sits proudly at the top of the leaderboard as we stand. So moving swiftly on, down to Gala Bank, probably the exact opposite of Clifton Hill, like plastic pitch, relatively modern, like nice, neat stadium. So view, again, relatively cramped, but the seats are decent to be fair. You can also stand, should you choose, behind the goal, which I like about it as well. That's maybe part of an X factor, actually. So assuming we're in the stand, it's run-of-the-mill view and comfort for me. It's a solid three. No quirks, in plastic seat, boom, game, no hassle, no pillars. Three for me.
I think for me that's a four straight away because that, you know, plastic seat, spacious, nice sterile environment, which is not always sterile's your cup of tea, but plastic pitch, no obstruction. You know, you can't really argue with it too much. So, hence a four.
Yep, James.
Middle of the ground three for me again. I like the description of it being sterile from Muzz. I appreciate because it. Like, it's never going to be rammed, is it? It's never going to be a sellout. So
what, 2,504?
Yeah, you never see that 2,503 other folk there. But I quite like the seating arrangement as well, that it's not like you can get your knees on the side of the chair in front of you and nobody's like banging knees away, it's too tight, and plenty of space to move up and down as you go. Like, if you go one day and it's quite bright, you can pull off a wee bit. Relatively comfortable seat. But just because it's not busy doesn't mean it should be dirty or cleaner in it. So just average three.
Good. I feel setting, I'm going to give it a two. I just feel it's like almost been like a Lego stadium that's just been built and then just like transported in the middle. Again, relatively close to a housing estate, but not like in one. The view's all right, but it's nothing to kind of write home about. So see, for me, setting's a two. And while I'm on it, surface for me is a three just because it's just a clean plastic pitch. It's never going to affect the game positively or negatively. I think it's just like it's like some other grounds we make money where the bounce of the ball's not great. It's relatively decent, to be fair. So just a three across the board for me just while we're on it. And then before I come over to you boys, the X factor, it's got that pub out the back that's joined on that sells like beers for £1.50 or something. So that's a solid four. And it was ridiculous because when football started back, Annan fans, 40 of them could go and watch Annan in the pub, joined onto the ground on a live stream, but they weren't allowed to sit in the stand outside in the ground with the rules, which that's
surely being outside is safer. I know,
it's just an aside. That's it for me. And the catering, I think, for me is just running board as well. Fuck, a three.
I'm not around that, man.
Right, boys, what are you saying?
I agree, setting-wise, it has got those Subutio vibes where it's just stand next to pitch. I don't know, you'll maybe be able to help me out here because it might fall into X factor, but it is a bit of a compound, eh? Like, you go in and it's not like you go straight into the stand.
Aye, you're through the touch. You're in and
there's a wee bit of, like, there's a bit of environment.
Cabin,
like
toilets, aye.
Aye, so I quite like that. That is... like I said, you're not just in stand and then you sit in your seat and then you go. There's a bit of open air, a bit of moving about. So, I'll give that one a 3 for me in there.
What are you saying about the surface, James, while we've got you?
I don't remember it being anything special. I just remember it being just a surface.
And
maybe it's going to be a 3 again.
That's a 6 overall. What did you give it for setting, sorry?
3, so you're on 5.
I don't know why it's doing that. Excuse me while I adjust this. Muzz, what are you saying about the setting and the surface?
Yeah, kind of echo you boys' thoughts about the setting. Strikes me as a bit of a kind of Barrett Holmes stadium, like you say, that's just been dropped off in the back of a lorry and bolted to the ground sort of thing. So nothing special in it. A bit of greenery around it, a bit of shrubbery, but I'm scraping the barrel. So my average score so far across the board has been a 3. So I can't really give it any reason to give it any higher. Surface as well. You'd like to think a synthetic surface is conducive to playing good passing football, but I don't know how often you see great passing football. And maybe from away teams, I don't think they're a bad side or anything like that. But again, it's hard to get too excited about, or there's not going to be too many quirks. So another 3 on both accounts.
So 9.
Catering, Annan, again, I'm just going to go straightforward. It's fine. My experience was fine. 3, nothing to write home about.
And any X factor for you, Muzz, other than the boozer?
Nah, the social club for me, that's a big thing. That's 5 material, because that's something that you don't see often enough, I think, at ground. You see it a lot in the juniors more than you do in the league football. So for me, that's an X factor. That's top marks, especially the prices.
And James Catering?
I'm going to give it a 2, because like you'd said previously, a 3 has just got to be average, but there's something at most other grounds that sets it apart catering-wise. It's not just generic. It's
like a special,
like you say, the Brady's and that. But just, I don't remember. It's not like I approached the catering and went, oh, I've not seen a double cheeseburger with waffles before. So, yeah, a low one for that. X Factor, you touched on it a wee bit about being able to get behind the goals.
So what are you giving catering, James? A 2?
A 2, aye, sorry.
Yeah, that's in there. Perfect. Sorry,
and
X Factor.
Aye, the campus aid behind the goals feel. Give me a 3 for that one, because it is just it's a quirk, but it's not unique necessarily.
So that's 12 high score so far. Okay, so that's fine then. I'll tattle those up. As we move on to Brechin, I know one of you boys will be desperate to speak about Brechin. What are you saying?
I'll jump in there. The view is good unless you are, it's got that wee contained main stand. If you're at the back of that, you're getting to the leaning forward stage to see what's happening in the near corners. But other than that, if they've got that decent sized stand behind the goal, if you're up there, it's a good view. Comfort wise as well, it's okay. I think that's a wee bit old, that main stand, but it does have, if you're down the front of the seating but still on the top tier sort of thing, you've got a kind of iron railing across that you can actually take in the game and have something to lean on as well. So based on the fact that I usually get to choose my seat roughly when I'm at Glebe Park, I think I'll give it a 3.
I'm giving it a 2. I don't like the view of the comfort from the main stand whatsoever. The one behind the goals is good, I'll give you that. But main one, like you say, I think you're constantly craning and turning and trying to see what's going on and stuff. So that's a 2 for me. So that's a 5 overall. James, what are you giving it?
3 for me. Sort of by Muzz, that it's got its good, it's got its bad. I think the Muzz has touched on something there that can be underrated, is the height of something to lean against, whether you're standing or whether you're sitting, because there's nothing worse than one that comes like right in at belly button and you can't really lean. That's a winder, or it's a low mid thigh. It's just not comfortable. The raked seating behind the goal, quite good. yeah, it's not bad. There's no big pillars or that as well getting in your way.
Tell you what, she's looking well in the photo there, isn't she?
Magnificent, aye. Yeah.
Nice wee setting.
It is, to be fair, it's tight, isn't it? The hedge obviously falls under X Factor, but the setting's good, I think, man. And obviously, I suppose that's X Factor as well. Actually, I'll save that. So for me, I'm giving it a 4 for setting. I think it's decent.
Yeah, spacious and green. And yeah, it's pretty nice place to watch a game of football. I'm going to give it a 4.
James?
A 3 for me again on this one. I think, yeah, with setting, almost tied into viewing comfort. One of those ones you know what you're getting when you go. You don't go in expecting masses. I do remember going once, it must have been mid-December, January-ish time. I think it was when there was like tons of snow, like maybe 5 years ago. Horrible, horrible midweek fixture. It was just rotten. But at the same time, it's not too bad because you know where you're going, you know what the setting is, you know what the view is going to be. It's not a terrible place, like Muzz said, terrible place to take in football. So, that's a 3 for me, that one. And I'll just go straight in a 1 for surface. I think that should be a unifying call. Not great, is it?
One.
I don't know about that. Again, the grass, I've seen it in very good nick. I mean, I've seen it cut in that checkered way.
I remember on Twitter it was on that, wasn't it?
Aye. I'm gonna blank disagree with that, and I'm gonna go. Based on my experiences, I'm going to go a 4. I think it's a well looked after grass pitch.
I've seen it play both ways, actually. I'm gonna just get spawners on my backside and sit in the fence here. So, what are you, James? A 1 and a 4 from us is a 5. I'm a 3, so there's an 8. Catering, I think there's nothing special there, is there? So, see, for me, just straight down the board, 3.
I'll go 2 because exactly the same.
5. Muzz, catering.
Could you include pints in catering? Because that's got a decent wee social club.
X Factor.
Yeah.
I'm going catering as you don't associate breaking with.
You have to kind of come back.
I'll get a breaking pie, like.
Nah, it's not a thing, is it?
I think you have to, in my mind, it's a bit of a trek. You do have to walk right back.
I think you do, actually. To the almost the start.
Under the stand, where the behind the goal. So that alone. Knocks a point off for me, and it can't really compare with the other Angus clubs for kind of traditional fare there. To me, it's nothing wrong with it, but that walk alone, I'm gonna chop that down to a 2.
Perfect. Okay, so that's a 7 then. And X Factor, it's got the hedge, it's got the social club. Wee bit of a walk, like you say, when you come in. I'm going to give it a 5 for X Factor.
I'm going 4 because it's the same as there's no special breaking food takes it down from a 3 to a 2. There is a special breaking hedge that knocks it up to a 4. It's nothing like Central Park, which is next, which is one of the better X Factors for me. So just a 4.
Muzz?
For the reasons you've listed, Andy, I think that makes it pretty unique. And does it not run alongside the cemetery as well?
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be fair. It has felt like the graveyard shift going there sometimes, to be fair. But
I was trying to think of some sort of death-based joke. But if that's true, well, I think I'll give it a 5 because it is a pretty unique place there.
It is good, to be fair. So that might edge it in... into the lead, actually. So, moving swiftly on, James, one of your favourites. Off you go. Kick us off.
View/comfort. Blimey. It's low. It's very low. Having been on the away side, which is either when I've been the right-hand side of the stand or the opposite end, the views aren't any great. Tight seats as well, not particularly comfortable.
Very.
Don't see well out the stand because it is quite low and quite far, especially if you are sitting on one of the lower ones. You've got that bend of the pitch. You can't really see what's happening far side. If you are on the far side, standing to watch, I would admit it is another good bit to lean against at places because you have those
great heights
steps. But it's a chain link fence, last recall. So. It's not the most uncomfortable place I've been because I do quite like the option to stand as well. A lot of people would mark it down for that, but I'm going to go for a 2. It's just not a comfortable place to, spend 90.
For your reasons, you've took the words out of my mouth. I'm giving it a 2 as well. Muzz?
I think, yeah, I mean, it's a good view for tactics because you get a good overview of the pitch, but it is too far. It is too far away, I think.
Aye, yeah, miles really back. Aye.
To really appreciate the blood and thunder, and you want to smell the deep heat. but so it's too far away, and every time I've been there, I've never sat in a seat that's got a back in it, so that forces your body into that kind of C shape, and that kind of unhealthy hunch. So I'm giving it a 2 as well.
Right, surface. I'm just bashing on surface here. 1 for me. I always gets waterlogged. Like 1 for me for surface. What are you boys saying?
In my wee heart, I want to give it higher because it adds to the quirkiness. But at the same time, if we're going, what's the pitch like? It's shocking. Like it's not good.
It's always waterlogged, isn't it?
I don't really understand why, as well, in terms of why it's so bad, unless it's by design, because it's not like. Like, we get the X factors, obviously, the cars and that, but they're not driving around the pitch. So why is the pitch bad? I don't get it. 1.
Maybe the lawnmower runs out of batteries by the time it gets over to the...
A 1 from you, James Moss. What are you giving it?
A 1. I wouldn't keep pigs in it.
Half as good as Clifton Hill. It's a shocker. Catering. See, for me, those donuts, man, in that van, out the back, get those donuts dipped into whatever they're dipped in, rolled in sugar and get them straight into my mouth. Catering, I'm giving it a 5. I think those donuts are unheard of, man. They're so good.
It's a 5 from you as well. Right. All I would critique is the rigidity, consistency of the bag you get it in. Because if you get a particularly greasy batch, it's on your hands. Like, you might have lost the donut on the way. Just soak straight through.
Yeah.
See, then you get back to your seat bag, just cram it in. Unbelievable, aye.
The bag's see-through. You just watch that through the bag.
Don't bother with a napkin in there because it's just disintegrating and ruining it for everyone.
Matt, what are you saying?
I'm not a donut fan, so I haven't tried them, but I was perfectly happy with the pie. And when I went back there for a school event, I was given free refills of coffee, styrofoam cup and all, but not complaining. So for me, that's just for catering. It's not just the food, but it's the service. So that's a wee touch of class, that, for me. So 4 for that.
We've skipped over setting, and I think it's...
No, I just couldn't hold my eagerness for the donuts, to be fair.
Oh, right. Well, I think it's a 2 for setting for me. It's just a car park that's got a football stadium. Most places
you go under that wee bridge as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's a football stadium, a car park if you go anywhere else, but this is a car park that's got a leisure centre attached, another car park attached, and a football stadium. So probably a 2 for me for setting.
I also
not
don't
bad
like...
though, is it? It's convenient.
It's a two because there's nothing worse than like a few minutes before the final whistle and the stock cars are getting impatient and revving up in the car park and then you try to walk out and they're trying to come in the gate. It's like, come on, mate. Like, do yourself a favour. Like, absolutely no danger. I'm giving it a 2 as well. Muzz, what are you saying?
It's a weird little place, isn't it? Cowdenbeath's all right as a wee town. I thought it was going to be a lot worse than that. Was expecting, but it's a weird place. I like being there. I like the experience, but it's.
I'm worried that the score's not going to reflect how much of a place it is. Like, I've got so much affection for Central
Park.
I know. X Factor. You've got stock cars piling in when you're trying to get out. You've got the track running around the pitch. You're a wee bit away.
The show's off to the right when you go in half the time.
Greg Spence told us
the dressing rooms are cars.
Greg Spence told us the dressing rooms are just off a wee gym. I've been in them actually, and they're horrific. But adds to the X factor of the place. I'm giving a 4 for X factor.
I'm going to go 5 because there's nowhere else like it.
Yeah, I agree with James.
It has to be.
You've convinced me.
5, just for uniqueness and, you know, tire walls and that around the pitch. It's just, yeah, it's.
And for us seeing a variety of people running about in their jeans just back for their holidays.
Billy Brown. Billy Brown, if you've not watched that episode.
Scope for capacity there into like a massive arena as well.
Mm-hmm. One of the best atmospheres I've been at as a fan as well.
And see, just in a kind of complete opposite from that. For me, Ainslie Park is everything that Central Park isn't. And I, for one, don't like that. So, very quickly, because I don't really want to talk about Ainslie Park. View and comfort, stands are fine. Two. Setting, it's a leisure centre in it. Two. Surface, we've got to be consistent here. Three, because it's a synthetic. Catering. Two. X Factor, it doesn't have one. One. Right, what are you boys saying? I've just got no love for it. It just doesn't feel like a nice place to watch football.
View and comfort, you've only got one option, and that's just sitting that wee like pop-up stand sort of thing. So two, unless you want a stand, which would be a one. So two. Setting, yeah, it's just a leisure centre, isn't it? Next, it's like a bolt on of a swimming pool. Surface, I agree with you, three. I've seen some good games on that surface, but catering's just nothing. It's just a window where you can get like a bag of Walkers and a Mars bar, bottle of Coke. For me, no X Factor either. You park in a swimming pool car park. I can't think of anything that makes it unique, apart from the fact that if you lived in some of the flats along the back, get to watch the game for free. But
there's a decent, actually, I've never done it in justice, because a decent Morrison's nearby in that you've got to drive past to get in. But for me, it still doesn't knock it above a one. So what are you giving it for catering, Muzz?
One.
It's a three. And what are you giving it for X Factor?
One.
So do it. Right, James?
It's almost just generic stadium, eh? It's like if you went to watch football in most parts of the world, you would find a stadium like this. There's a pitch, there's a stand, some food. View and comfort, it's fine. There's nothing really getting in your way. There's nothing really uncomfortable about it. So that's a three for me. Setting, just middle of a place, three. Surface, fine, three. Catering, I will go below average because similarly, I can't wait to get our Edinburgh City pie, two. X Factor, three as a stadium, just an average place. None fancy for a place that's in the middle of the Edinburgh place. That's in Edinburgh. Should have something more about you, but
yeah, I've got nothing against Edinburgh City at all, and I do like the fact that there's a third Edinburgh club emerging, but it just lacks so much character for me. I'd like to see them eventually get their own place and.
They were
there.
Better at Meadowbank. I had scored Meadowbank higher, to be fair.
I was going to say, I enjoyed them before the move, because that was a good... Although, again, it was just like leisure centre.
Aye, but it's a bit more X-Factory, I think. It's not as clean cut. So
yeah, not as generic.
Tucked into bottom place, just behind Albion Rovers. So if you are listening on a podcast so far, totals, we've got Albion Rovers 39, Annan 47, Brechin 48, Kennedy 44, and Edinburgh City 33, which takes us marching up to Elgin, Muzz.
Aye, I've been once. It was a good view. I stood on the terracing opposite the main stand. Mm-hmm. Roof over the head. I thought the view is fine. It's quite a big pitch. Well, it seems like a big pitch. Mm-hmm. It seems quite spacious. I enjoyed it. I chose to stand, and I just said, if you have to stand at Edinburgh City, it's the one, which is maybe a bit unfair. For me, a two. I don't know where I'm going with that, because I've only been once, and that one time I stood, so I can't give a three or a four, can I? Because I wasn't sitting on my arse for a start. So
it's a two. I think, yeah, it's fine. The view is relatively decent. Like you say, you can choose to stand or sit. If you do choose to sit, relatively comfortable. So for me, it's just a solid three. which gives us a 5 before we come to you, James. And setting, I really quite like it. It's just it's just off just the road, isn't it? Similar to Alba Rivers. It's kind of like in the middle of nowhere, but not as like congested round about it. So for me, yeah, it's a decent resetting actually. So
I like the old school feel to it as well, the white paint.
I'm gonna give it a 4 for setting. What are you giving it for setting, Muzz?
I'm giving it a 3.
James?
View comfort for me, I think, is middle of the road. Like you said, there's options there. So it's a 3, if you're wondering what I meant, middle of the road there. There are options there. It's not the worst place you can sit or stand. Again, similar to Edinburgh City, there's nothing really in your way or that. Just a place. And you can see the game without having to traipse too far, or you're not at a disadvantage, I think, like we'd spoken about at Cowdenbeath. I felt like you're maybe too far removed. Setting, it's a weird one, because on one side, it's class-like, idyllic greenery and that, and then on the other side, it's the Elgin that Muzz described, industrial, like, road complex. So I'll give it a 4 because it's not a bad little jaunt up from Central Belt-ish towards Elgin. It's quite a nice wee place in terms of where the stadium is. And if you can just look in the right direction, it looks quite nice. Shut your eyes, obviously, when you're leaving so you don't see the surroundings on the road before you cross it.
And I think the surface is decent, Muzz, every time I've been there. I've been up there a few times, like, to watch games and, like, involved, like, in the backroom staff and stuff. So I'm giving it a solid 4 for surface, because also to maintain that surface, given, like, how open the stand is and also, like, the location of the place, I'm going to give it a 4 for surface because, like I say, I've seen a few good games on it. Catering, nothing really to write home about for me. It's just kind of solid stodge. So a 3. An X factor, is there one? Not really. The dugouts are so far apart. It's just a bit, other than the setting, which obviously falls under the setting category, I think it's just a 2 for X factor. There's nothing really that kind of sets it apart. So why do you want to come in on surface?
I would agree with you for surface. Good flat grass pitch, well kept. Catering, from memory, I had a good pie there. I think the Northeast they tend to like take care of their meat based products, possibly locally sourced. So I'm gonna give it a 4 just from personal experience.
7.
And X factor. I do like the old school vibe that you get. The wee sort of traipse round the behind the goal to get to the away stand. I like a bit of terracing. I like the feel that gives. But you know, I'd have to again agree with you that there's nothing stand out there. I'd just give it a 3.
5. James, starting on surface.
Surface has got to be a 3 for me because it's got the potential to have games off a lot more than it does. Like you said, it's quite open. It's not the most forgiving climate. But again, it's not quite the bowling green you'd maybe see elsewhere. So, yeah, just an average place. Catering, again, just to echo you boys, I've not had the same experience that Muzz has with the delightful pies. Like, I don't seem to recall anything spectacular. So, again, it's maybe a 2 based on what I'd said about other places. You're not expecting anything. In fact, give us a 3 because you're not expecting anything spectacular, but nor is it mass produced. So I'll give you a wee nudge there.
Yep, and then
add something good for X Factor, but I've completely forgotten what it was.
Do you want to come back to
you? I'll give you a 3 there because actually if you think about what we've mentioned before on this podcast, not this specific one, but in previous conversations, it's one of the first original places in my head where you're like, that's got the old sore leg factor in it. Like, you don't want to go up to Elgin. Like, you'll be sitting on a bus, your legs will be sore, that'll be a rough game for you out there. So, nothing special about it, but it is the original, that's something in place to go for me.
Give you that.
A mid-table 3.
Good. Marching on then to Hampden. Now, we're taking this as account of being a League 2 stadium, not for Scotland or Cup finals or semi-finals. For me, that, and this annoys me as much as Ainslie Park. So I'm just going to rattle through with my opinions, actually. So like I say, this is it as a League Two stadium. The now, view and comfort, kudos, it's decent, to be fair. You've got to give it a five, I think. You can't get better for a League Two game. There's like nobody else in the stadium. The seats are decent. Yeah, if you go high, which you can usually get, you've got a good view of the pitch and stuff. However, the pitch is in the middle of that kind of running track, which affects the view a wee bit, because like Muzz says, you want to be kind of close up and personal. So I'm going to give it a four. Setting, it's just kind of in the middle of nowhere, isn't it, really? I don't particularly enjoy the setting, so a two. Surface is horrific, two. Catering, you've got to go into the bills of the stadium, don't you? And miss minutes. Like, if you want a wee pie around the 35-minute mark, you miss part of the game. Whereas at Stenny, which we'll come on to next, you can see everything that's happening while you're getting your pie. Purely for that reason, I'm going to give it a two for catering. X factor, yeah, it's nice to go to the stadium, National Stadium. Maybe it's a three. I don't like the running track. That drops it back down to a two for me. Must.
Well, I'm coming at this from a completely different angle.
Says you, he likes old school grounds, allegedly.
Aye, but we're talking about, I mean, in a way, Hampden is an old school ground. It's the National Stadium, has been for, 100 and whatever years, albeit in a different forms. But view, comfort, I'm going to go five, because you can at a Queen's Park game, you can snaffle one of the leather seats and all that. And I know there's the old running track debate about Hampden, but it's different to Cowdenbeath because, you're not looking out on a sort of blank canvas. You're in a bowl, and it's just different for me. It's a more appealing view. Setting, I like it. South side of Glasgow. People again sometimes moan about the transport links, but if you're going to Queen's Park, you know, it's not going. You can get the train, and it's not going to be a problem. Plenty of car park space. Five for me for setting. I don't see what's wrong with it. Although you can't see anything beyond the stands and everything, but you're in a 52,000 capacity National Stadium. Surface, there are problems at Hampden surface, but again, to play League Two football on that pitch week in, week out, I think it's a four. I know there's issues with maintaining it, and they've had to resurface it a few times, but when it's there, it's in its best condition. Catering, again, you do have to travel a bit for it, but you do get the full Hampden package. You do, but you get the options. You get the curry pie. You get the full sort of Scotland menu. So for me, it's a four again. Prices are a wee bit steep, but that stops it from being a five. You're kind of paying premium prices, but X factor again. I think I don't know anywhere else in the world where a bottom division team plays in their national stadium, and this is the last year it's going to happen for Queen's Park. I think it's been such a quirk. So for me, that's a five. Wow. Just having that X factor. That, like, even part-time League Two players, modest players, can get the chance to play at that stadium, and fans can get the chance to go at that stadium. Just makes it a real unique kind of thing for me.
Fair enough. James?
I feel like there's elements from the two of you here dragging me, splitting me apart. I don't like it when you argue. The view and comfort, agree, relatively comfortable. I think if you put yourself in a poor viewing position, it's your own fault, because there are seats to sit in. So if you're sitting miles away, like so far back, just sit closer. Just get closer to the action. Like, you've got, like you say, you've got the full top to bottom to get a good, depends how high you want to get to see the action, if you're particularly interested in a wee bit of shape, or if you want to get closer and mix it. Agreed, though, it is the debate where it can feel like you're almost separate from it. There's a weird thing I found there, that if you're sitting at a certain place, it's almost like watching it on a massive telly, because you don't necessarily feel like you're You're on top of everyone. So I'm just going to give that a middle of ground three, because partially it's your own fault if you sit too far away and feel removed from it, but also you kind of get that close. The setting, I don't mind the setting.
You've killed it off here, because it's only two behind, two ahead of Galabank for viewing comfort. It's a national stadium. Anyway, on we go.
I am, but to be fair, they're both relatively similar, Galabank and Hampden, in terms of you get a seat and there's no pillar in your face, which sounds like it's low criteria, but for some stadium, even in the top fight, Celtic Park, you're getting an unencroached view. So, aye, fair play to them.
Any stadium needs to sell unrestricted views and then restricted view tickets tells you there's something wrong. Anyway, sorry.
Aye, so the fact we're not getting that, and it is a national stadium, etc. Setting, I quite like it. But it does depend on what way you're approaching the stadium from. If you're in the car park and you're up and there's some steps and it looks very nice, fine. If you're coming from like the road where it's got hundreds of little
shops. Where the team buses go.
Aye, the Az done that. It's meh. It annoys me. I'm going to take it down to a two because it annoys me that you can't see your surroundings because it does feel like you're there. And I think at a Scotland game where there's the atmosphere and everyone's like on top of you and you don't need to see the Elgin backdrop, do you? Because it's a different thing you're going for. But for a League Two game, sounds no particularly great. Surface, I'm with you, Andy. It's got to be a two. It's not particularly well kept. And again, I'm not really sure why, because it should be like the best pitch. If that's where the national team play, it should be the best pitch in the country. They should have the staff on whatever payroll or whatever you want to call it to look after it. But then I think you get into the depths of whose job is it. What are we on catering? I'm giving catering a two. No, a three. No, a two, because you miss the personal touch. The selection is fantastic. Like Muzz said, it's a great feast. You can go and you can go any selection you want. But it misses that personal, wee Doris has knocked this instant coffee up for you. The Bovril
commercial.
Commercial feel. And it does create that sludge at the bottom of your Bovril. It's just like a tar salt mix because it's not made with the loving hands of some wee old woman who volunteers and does it for you out of the kindness of helping the community. It is, yeah, it's got that commercial.
Big conglomerates, isn't it, man?
What's that?
Big conglomerates.
Exactly. And to be fair, it might be wee Doris that does it voluntarily at Hampden, no, but at the same time, when I've gone, sludge. Okay. I'm hesitant because do they do burgers there? Because I think I've had a good burger.
They might do hot dogs, I think, actually.
I think, a two.
X Factor, it's a national stadium, isn't it?
Yep. What are you giving it?
That's a five. It's unique. Wow. There is no other. There's nothing else. Like Mud says, where else do you go and see a team in the bottom division, professional football team, it's rocking up at the national stadium? So, five.
Okay. James, I know you've coached and been at Stenny and Oakview quite a lot, been in the dressing rooms and stuff. What have you seen about Stenny?
I like it. View comfort, it's a four.
You had to say something about Stenny positive, didn't you?
Well, if anything, we can rely on how much I enjoy Oakview.
Greg Spence has got right in you.
View / comfort, four for me. I remember going to see East Stirling play there and we were behind the goals. Jamie Barclay's in goals, a wee Mars bar paper floats by. Someone wittily goes, Jamie, you've dropped your Mars bar, because a heavy goalkeeper, not actually particularly heavy, but for a semi-professional football, he heard and he's just sort of turned around and given a wee hands up. It's not been funny, but everyone's been loving it. You're there. Your view's not been in any sort of way encroached that you can't see that Mars bar wrapper floating by a goalkeeper and be able to interact with him, which I suppose touches on X Factor a wee bit. But I go back to what I said about Glebe Park in terms of being able to lean on a post. I like Oakle View in that you can lean on it if you want, but also it's a good height that if you duck under, you can put back against it. Uh-huh. So it doesn't matter if you're leaning or going. The stand, main stand's all right for what it is, Subbuteo-esque, but if you've got the option, do you stand in the stand? Do you stand in the stand? Do you sit in the stand or stand in the shed at the side? You would stand in the shed. So for me, it gives you those options, and the standing bit is a good standing bit. So 4, nailed on.
Sitting, could it be any more in a housing estate? Although there's a Tim Hortons open next to it now, to be fair. So what are you saying about the sitting?
So great, is it?
Car parking can be tight on those wee narrow streets going past the cricket club as well, man.
Yeah, being able to get round the pitch as well, sometimes quite nervy if you're depending on what time you're going and the capacity you're going.
There is a
drive round the side where the, although I will give it kudos because it's got 5 aside pitches that's got a net on the top of it. So if you're one of the 5 players that doesn't pay attention to the below head height, you've got boys shelling it up for you. It's pinging back, doing.
You've got big ass.
Again,
as well.
If you've got Bairns running about on like a Saturday morning or something, it's not great that we tracked. It just boys that I park around the back. You're not really sure. It's a tight left, the way I would go, a tight left coming in off the house and estate. And even if you're looking out, cricket clubs, give me a 2 for that. Because you're not looking onto the sprawling greenery, are you?
Aye, but you've got big Asda. If you need a wee bite pre-match, yeah, don't you?
I'll let you nudge it up for big Asda then.
We've also been to the Plough pre-game as well before that East Stirling game, actually, potentially. Remember the relegation playoff with Edinburgh City? We went to Plough, at least a bit of Scran, actually, before.
I do remember that, actually.
So just over here, I'm giving a 3 for viewing comfort. Setting, it's got a Tim Hortons next to it, it's got big Asda. Negative, narrow streets, man. Especially if you're away around the back at the primary school where we were before, Maz, I can get busy and there's no real clear right away and stuff. So I'm going to give it a 3 for saying big Asda and Tim Hortons knock it up for me. That should be 5. Maz, what are you saying?
For me, the view's fine. Comfort is fine. Classic pull down, plastic seat. The terms of view and setting into one, I'll give it a 3 for viewing comfort, bog standard. Setting, I don't know if that stadium should be looked at by the Trades Description Act because I don't see any view of the Ockles. I might be wrong, please any Stenny fans correct me, but when I'm in the main stand, I get bored of the view. That's the problem with Ockle view. I get bored of that opposite side
with a
couple of porta cabins and things and just a sort of advertising board. I get really
sick of
that.
You do sometimes worry for the boy in the that's filming it or doing the comms or whatever in that wee the hut as well, if you're just viewing out towards that and it's an awfully windy day.
It's not an eye catcher, is it? It's so centrally located in terms of geographically and flat. It's always freezing. It always seems to be exposed to the cold. I've always had real problems kind of walking off after sitting there for 90 minutes because the knees have gone numb. And it's taken me till about, well on back onto the M90 before I start getting the sort of body temperature back to normal. And as you've said, parking's rubbish. Even the B&M, they've got you, you can't park there for more than, I think they've put it nicely into like, you can't park for like, you can park up to 80 minutes or something like that. They've got some really like arsey rule. So they're right on top of you for people trying to slyly park there. Setting, to cut a long winded story short, I think 2.
Percent, decent, 7.
Harsh.
Surface, I'm going to give it a 2 because generally I go 3 for plastics, but I think the bounce is a bit random and it's got that crumb in that, doesn't it?
I'm a 2 as well because it's got that nutty corner that just collects water, the poor drainage. So.
I think it's one of them like older generation Astros that's not been updated. So yeah, for me it's a 2 as well.
Catering, I'm giving it a solid 4. Like I've mentioned in Queen's Park, you can see the game as you queue. Soup's decent. They do like nice wee specials occasionally. They can make you a sausage roll or a bacon roll. I'm giving us a 4 for catering. X factor for me 2 because dugouts are on the far side in non kind of COVID times. So a 4 for catering, a 2 for X Factor for me.
4 for catering for me as well because the quality is good. Macaroni pies, Just yeah, I like it. Good variation and good quality. And I think it's a multi-latch facility where you can access it from the opposite
both
side
sides, yeah.
And possibly side on as well. I'm not sure, but it's a good setup. Always really well staffed as well. I find there's no massive waiting queue or anything. It's a wee bit tight when there's a wee kind of like one way system. You have to approach when you have to kind of snake a wee bit when you actually get to the counter, and there can be a build up if you're waiting for the milk.
But they're not quite close to toilets as well, which can increase congestion.
Aye,
potentially, yeah, it is actually, yeah.
You've got to give credit to the. I think sometimes it is. Latch on either side. So say they've usually got two man in each latch, which gives you a four. They've then got a floater in the middle, like stocking. So there's five of them. To be fair, they rotate like clockwork, don't they? There's never like a bumping in. The five within that little hut are flawless, man.
I think they've done meals for the community as well. They've done like big batches and stuff like that. They've done a lot for the community. So yeah, four at least, but.
And X Factor must.
Two.
Fair. James Catering and X Factor quickly.
I'll give it a four. Four catering for a similar reason to you boys. It's not the best place, but they do try and accommodate you in terms of staffing, like you say. I've known them to sauce for you as well. They don't milk for you if you want milk in your drink, but. Get a rolling sausage or something, or do you want brown, red, or nothing? Red, straight on for you. You're way up the road. Sometimes I've sauced myself, but that's a by the by. Good homemade food. Not the widest selection of homemaders, so a solid four. X Factor. I'm struggling to think if there is one. There's really not. Is a one harsh? Because there's nothing there, nothing special. It's just a place.
Go with your gut.
It's almost like you're playing The Sims or something. You just scoop out a bit of land and just plonk a stadium in. Just stadium one. There you go. One. Aye, fine.
You know what else I'll just say about the catering, just before we move on? To be fair, I mean, it's not like a place where they like develop like 14, 15, 16-year-olds. It's experienced campaigners in that hut. That know what they're doing, to be fair to them. But for me, it's still a four. I can't give it a five.
Also, in my youth, relative youth, gone on a Saturday morning looking for players in certain age brackets that play like junior football at 10 o'clock kickoff or something. The catering's still on the go then.
Like, that's fair play.
They don't just open for 3 o'clock or 3:45, it's open 10 a.m. In there with Aloha, getting your same standard of food, so it is good. That's a recommendation. Go for that, if nothing else. Pay interest for that and then leave.
Yeah. So moving swiftly on then, Stirling
Albion. I do like the football and show it's 10 minutes.
Stirling Albion, fourth bank. For me, now we're just talking view of the game initially for viewing comfort. A three, bog standard, pull down seat. Stands aren't the highest, but generally wherever you sit, you can get a decent view end to end, no pillars. Setting, giving it a five. Got the Wallace Monument there. Wee Morrison's over the road. Well, is it a bit out of the way for public transport, etc.? I'm knocking that down to a four. I've been rash there. Surface, I think it's one of the best in the lower leagues. Grass, ball plays great, usually. Give it a five. Catering, three. And X Factor, again, it is next to a leisure centre, which we've criticised Edinburgh City for. It is a wee bit out of the way, but then, like I say, you've got the Wallace Monument, you've got those cracking views. I'm going to give a three overall for X Factor. Muzz?
Yeah, I think the view and comfort's up there, especially in the main stand. I've never had anything obscured. Always felt comfortable. I think there's a bit more leg room than normal. I'm going to give it a four.
You've convinced me. Eight, so I'll bump it to four.
I just don't think there's any problems with it. You can't ask for much more, really. Setting, I like that you get a lovely view of the hills in the background, like you say, the Wallace Monument. It's a really good-looking stadium. The parking always slightly annoys me. I don't know if I maybe get into the games a bit too late whenever I've been at Stirling Albion, but for what should be ample parking, because you're sharing it with the the fourth, is it? The Leisure Centre?
The Peak.
The Peak, sorry, aye, the Peak. I always find that it's still a wee bit, I'm toiling a wee bit to park, but that's maybe my fault. But
aye, four nugget for you is if you're going, there's a nice little industrial, what do you call it? An industrial park just over the road. It's not Morrison's nor the Peak, it's just like a little secluded place. It's usually ample.
If you drive past the stadium, take a right, first roundabout, kind of tuck in there.
You're not a million miles away from the cinema and everything either. If you can park there and walk up as well, I suppose. Surface bang on, relatively speaking, like you say.
Yeah, relatively.
Grass. The groundsman does a cracking job there. So a five. Catering, I think, is okay. I think it is quite bog standard. You know, like mass produced. Pies in the silver trays, nothing wrong with it. Not exactly, it's not memorable, is it? So a three. And they do sachets, they don't do the pump action sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like fanning about trying to open those wee sachets with already greasy fingers. You're resorting to teeth. And then you're having to do something with the wee saucy kind of like wrappers after, and you find them the next day in the pocket. And you know, and all
sorts. Do you use sachet much? Do you use sachet at catering bit or back in your seat?
Take it back to the seat, aye.
That's has to be.
If there's one of those wee like clip on kind of shelves, I'll sort of shuffle over to there and get a wee space and stir the coffee and all that.
Pivot to the right, get to the shelf.
Aye. I think it's too busy, and like you say, if you can't open it, there's folk in your grill trying to get by you in that.
Plan B is resort, try again back at seat, but
X Factor,
I think like all the things we've talked about, the kind of setting and the background, and
there's sometimes canoes in the corner, actually, thinking about it.
Canoes?
That's true. There is, aye.
What, like the boats?
Yeah.
What, just stacked?
Yeah. I don't know why, there's a wee shed in the corner, I'm never staying there. But it's a three for me anyway, sorry, I digress.
I think it's a nice stadium, nice backdrop, good modern facility, but I don't think there's anything, there's not too many quirks about it. So I think for X Factor, maybe just a two.
Fair enough. James?
View/comfort, I'd have quite high, except there's a few things that take it down for me. I'm not a huge fan of your entrance into it. You have to go through those wee bits under the stadium. It's quite chilly sometimes. And also you're out on pitch level. And really for me, if you go up the stairs at most places and you turn into the road, the rows between the stairs are too long. So there's too many folk to sort of clamber over if you want to get like close to the middle of the pitch. Other places you'd maybe have like stairs, couple of seats, but Stirling Albion doesn't have that middle stair. It's just big row. So you come in bottom level, you've got to troop up a wee bit. Annoying for me. Also, I would like to see the stands on either end behind the goal open. When I've been, they've always been shut. Can't even remember if they were open. I feel like one of them was maybe open for a Rangers or Hibs game, but I don't remember them both being open. Just think it would add maybe to a wee bit of the atmosphere. You could maybe offer safe standing areas if you wanted to, but they're not connected like Stenny's connected, so you can just walk in. I think you'd need to open another set of turnstiles to allow folk to do it, so it just gets a bit of a rammy for me. So I'm just going to say bang in the middle of three, because it is a good place to sit, but it could be higher. Setting, I'll go with you boys. I think four sounds pretty accurate. It's a nice place, nice view. Can't criticise Hamden for saying you can't see things and then talk about fourth bank and see there's too much, plenty to see, there's the hills. I think it's always relatively warm in the seats as well. Wallace Monument, like you touched on, plenty there. Surface, that's another five for me. We spoke to Stuart Brown, whenever it was, a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, talking about the groundsmen getting or coming from, can't remember who they mentioned. Glen Eagles, so straight off the golf course. Greenkeeper at Glen Eagles coming down there, puts the work in. You're saying he's there at 3 o'clock in the morning and that. Got himself on Twitter showcasing how good it is. That's a five at five. Catering, for me, it's good catering.
I've just realised that I'll need to mark it down one, actually, because you've got to miss action while you go and get it, which I marked Queen's Park down for. So in the interest of consistency, I'm knocking it down one.
Yeah, and that's that's where I'm going with this, my spiel as well. The wee servery bits, like, it's quite well set out, the room they're in terms of where they serve food from, but they've got a double door system sometimes where you go in one and then folk come out the other. But I've also seen folk queuing to get in both doors, and then you try to leave and you're elbowing folk, and if you've got a Bovril and a pie and a Mars bar and that, it's try to elbow through folk, it's not great. So the catering atmosphere sours a wee bit on that, but the food is fine. Probably just a 3 for me.
Yep. And then
X Factor, what has just come to me when I said there's something I wanted to touch on with Hampden. Same thing with Fourth Bank. I've been in the wee booths at the back, not quite the director's boxy bits, but at Hampden I went to a conference there. Great tea, coffee, great biscuits. Same thing at Fourth Bank. If you get one of those wee rooms, you can usually nip yourself in for a couple of refills of the coffee. I've been scouting, I think, there, and I've got myself, you know, a bad couple of biscuits and that. They don't do poor biscuits, they're a good quality biscuit. Teas and coffee's filled up. It's a good little addition. But you don't get everywhere. So a 3 for X Factor for me.
Fair enough. And then moving on to Stranraer, I think for me, similar to other places we mentioned in terms of the stand, view and comfort for me is a 3. Set in quite picturesque, actually, I like it. And you're not kind of in the middle of a housing estate or anything like that. So setting, I'm going to give it a 4. Surface is, it can be poor, actually, having been at a 3. Catering, again, it's run of the mill for me, 3. An X Factor, is there one? Kind of like you boys were saying about Stenny and things. It's very open. It's quite decent to be set up, actually. It's relatively unique. I'm going to give it a 2. What are you boys saying?
I'm going for view and comfort. I'm going to give it a 4 because I think there's something to do with the stadium, just the way it's slanted. There's no sides to the stand. You can see clearly the end of the pitch, and the way it's slanted is good. There's whoever's in front of you, it never really obscures your view that much for me. And I set up at the back, and if you can get the back row and lean against the wall, you're laughing. So 4 for me. Setting, I like Stranraer, I like the drive down and everything. I think it's a nice wee setting up behind the wee park. I'm going to give it a 4 for setting as well, actually. I like the way it's nestled in there. Surface, you're right, it's nice to see a grass surface, but it can be choppy. It can make for quite a heavy game. Maybe a 2, actually, for surface. The catering, I specifically like the fact they do chips and curry sauce, and I don't see that very many other stadiums.
Right.
And you get a really, really generous portion, and from memory, there's a lot of other selection there of hot stuff as well. So I think the trek marks it down a wee bit because you've got to walk in front of people. I'll give it. I'll stick with a 4. It's a wee bit of a trek. You can go up if you're up the back. You can go up the back along the top down steps. So trek's fine. X Factor. There's a nice wee social club that's quite well known for like being friendly with away fans as well, that you'll get away fans drinking out the back of it as well, a few pints before the game. Again, that's a big, big factor for me. So, and just the general seaside town, it being at the right arse end of the country, it's quite unique. I like it. 4.
I can't disagree much with you boys in terms of view and comfort. I've never been in the away stand. If you look to your right, or what was the away stand when I was there, if you look to your right, there seems to be like a standing area for folk to mill about. It's not really the place you would go either as an away fan or someone who's there to scout. But it does seem like that'd be quite a good atmosphere if you were there. Sitting though, like Muzz touched on, there's none really in your way. It's a relatively comfortable stadium, as comfortable as you're going to get on a standard plastic seat. So, yeah, it's going to be middle of the ground 3 for me for that one. The setting is quite nice. Surrounding areas look okay. You can see quite a lot going on. If I remember correctly, you need to park, or certainly I parked on some sort of grassy pitch. Didn't really seem to be used for anything else, but a night, quite a nice wee drive down. So, yeah, I'll give you a 4 for that as well. Surface, I'm going to go for a 2 because it does cut up sometimes and slow play down. It gets a bit boggy, so it's not particularly great, the surface. Catering, I like the personal touch of it. Like Muzz said, though, it can take you a while to get there, depending on where you're sat. So I'll give it a 3 for the personal feel. If it was more convenient, it would be up there. It is good food, good variety. X Factor, I'm going to go relatively higher on this one because I quite like the fact that there is room for you to move around if you want to follow the play, if you want to go, not quite go and see both sides, but you can move around, you can get yourself in different areas, different seats. Saw a few folk moving at half time, starting one side, trooping round. Don't know why they did it, but they did. So the fact you can do that if you really wanted takes that to a 4 for me.
Decent scoring, to be fair, from Stranraer late in the game here. So what are we on? 10, 22, 29, 30, 49. So that rounds up the stadia then. So what we'll do is we'll just, for those of you listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, is we'll just kind of go over it by categories. So view and comfort, who was top scorers in that? Queen's Park was top scorer in that with 12. In terms of setting, joint top, Stirling Albion and Stranraer. In terms of surface, Stirling Albion about a country mile, closely followed by Elgin. Just looking at scores here, Elgin's scores kind of sum up their league performance. Eh? They're somewhere between middle to top and every consistent category.
Slightly more than expected.
Catering, it's cowed and beef on the based on the donuts, I think. X Factor, it's cowed and beef leading the way. Breaking very close in behind them. Again, with Annan and Queen's Park tucked in behind them. So, in terms of our totals then, the winner, best stadium in League 2, as decided by us in the criteria, Stirling Albion with 54 points out of a possible, how many are we on here, 15? 75, is that right? So at 75, we've got Stirling Albion 54. Joint second place, Queen's Park, and a late bid by Stranraer. And a point behind them, it's tight, isn't it? Brechin are doing well to be up there with Elgin. And in 47. And then the formula's broken out here, but Edinburgh City bottom in 33, Albion Rovers second bottom in 39. So that rounds up League 2 stadia. Muzz, coming into it, is that roughly what you'd thought it would be?
Yeah, roughly, actually. I didn't really... It was more when we started talking about Brechin that I realised what a kind of unique place that is and what a decent away journey that is to go, or a home journey if you're a Brechin fan, obviously. So that's maybe a surprise. I think surely Edinburgh should be bottom with 33.
Yeah, it's just mixed the formula, but there, yeah, Edinburgh bottom 33.
I don't think that's a surprise. To me, Stenhousemuir slightly underperformed. I thought I was going to talk that up a wee bit more, but I caught myself saying a lot of negative things about Ockleview, so, which, no offence to any Steny fans at all. I feel a bit sorry for Clifton Hill because I like going there, but yeah.
So that rounds up League 2. As always, get in touch with your thoughts on Twitter at TurnstilesThe or in the comment section on YouTube. If it's something that you've enjoyed, we'll look to do the Championship ones and potentially Premiership ones if there's any interest for them. So let us know how that goes.
I'd be quite intrigued to see some X Factors from fans as well. So is there anything that... Because there's places, like I'd said, East Fife, I haven't been for a long time. So East Fife, what is the nugget that I'm not seeing?
So as always, like I say, get in touch. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be back next week. Take care. Cheers.